You don't need to be a lawyer to benefit from a legal education, especially in risk management. At Texas A&M School of Law, we built our online Master of Legal Studies specifically to give non-lawyers like you a competitive edge. With a focus on risk management, you'll gain a better understanding of the legal complexities fiduciary management, corporate governance, and other heavily regulated industries face. Get the legal skills it takes to get ahead at Texas A&M School of Law. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The Leaders.
Senator Ted Cruz.
Thank you, Chris. It's always great to be with you.
Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
Hey, thanks for having us on. I appreciate it very much.
The Newsmakers.
Folks like Peter Schweitzer.
Hey, Chris, it's great to be on with you.
Ann Coulter.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
He's colossal. Stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
Their first concern is not for the security and safety of the people of this country. Their first concern is protecting their left-wing behinds.
The Signal Storm Podcast.
Do Democrat socialist politicians inspire trust? I think it's a fair question to ask. I think, by and large, the Democrat socialist politicians, they use public coffers to buy trust. And every time I think about this, I can't get the image of Jack Nicholson as the Joker in Michael Keaton's Batman. I can't get the image of Democrats out of my mind.
And now, folks, it's time for who do you trust? Hubba, hubba, hubba. Money, money, money. Who do you trust? Me? I'm giving away free money. And where is the Batman?
Okay, so that's how Democrats earn the trust of their voters. They give away other people's money to them. Sadly, a lot of Republicans are buying into this too. I think that the way Republicans earn the trust of conservatives is when Republicans behave as constitutional conservatives. When they see the activities of the Democrats, which are anti-constitutional, anti-rule of law, they oppose those actions. That's how a Republican earns the confidence and the trust of the conservative movement. And sadly, I don't think I'm speaking out of school that the number one priority for Mitch McConnell and those like him are to stab conservatives in the back with the chortle, who the hell else are you going to vote for? Right? You're going to vote for me because you're not going to vote for the socialists. You're not going to vote for the Democrats. You're going to vote for me, even though I'm the one out there promoting Republicans, supporting Republicans financially, who are voting for and supporting supporting Democrats. Liz Cheney, Lisa Murkowski, Adam Crying Kinsinger, Ben Sasse, what's her name? Collins, Mitt Romney. You guys know the usual suspects. These individuals who prize delivering for Democrats over their constituents. So trust is a big deal among conservatives. And frankly, the Republican Party has burned that trust, has burned it to the ground for the last, over 10 years, 15 years, Mitch McConnell has been a leader in the Republican Party. And for those years, he has spent that time undermining our faith in Republicans. And he has actually surrounded himself with other like-minded Republicans who, again, have Democrats as their number one priority and not their constituents, betraying their constituents. I can think of John Cornyn. I can think of John Barrasso. A couple of others who stand firmly with Mitch McConnell and his attempts to prop up Democrats and socialists and to basically close out Republicans who are conservatives out of the decision-making processes. And it's an insult. It's tiring. And I have to question why this is happening. And I think I know why. Let me give you an example. Mitch McConnell has had no good ideas. I can't think of one good idea that Mitch McConnell has had in the last 15, 18 years. There is no legislation that he has put forth that is innovative, that is creative, that is defending of our liberties and freedoms. I can't think of one idea that he has put out there. To the point where Obamacare, 2010, Mitch McConnell not only doesn't have an idea for a free market solution that will inspire freedom in the free market for healthcare, he prohibits the Republicans from getting behind a solution to this. He actually prohibits that. And I have that on good authority from a lot of folks who are in the know. So I think it's time long past that we ditch Mitch, but the type of Republican he represents needs to go by the wayside. We need to actually have leaders who say, you know what? I am the leader of the Republican Party, and we stand in staunch opposition to the Democrat Party, because the Democrat Party is back one oh crazy, made up of left-wingers who are working for the destruction of this country. And you need only look at the last 2 years to see evidence of that. I think Mitch McConnell is compromised by the dollar figures that are attached to his family via communist China. I really do believe he's compromised, and why he's so willing to deliver us up to this agenda of the Democrats, which is decidedly anti-freedom, decidedly inhuman, from abortion to government control. Everything these people stand for are not what we stand for as freedom-loving, constitutional, conservative Americans. One of the individuals who has my trust, very few I can say this about, is Senator Ted Cruz, my senator from the great state of Texas. And we're going to have a discussion about what I believe is happening in the world right now and what's happening over in China. But I also want to bring it back home and what it informs us about the elements we're fighting here at home. And, you know, these are elements we ought to be fighting here at home and abroad. And it doesn't seem that certain, air quotes, leaders are up for the fight. But Senator Ted Cruz always is. He comes up next on a special edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Folks, let's get to our guest, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, the conservative senator from the great state of Texas. Sir, welcome back.
Great to be with you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
We are watching the dangers of left-wing extremism play out in real time over in communist China. You've got an entire population that seems primed for a rebellion right now because of the totalitarianism over there, this zero COVID policy. Do me a favor and give me your evaluation of what's happening 30,000 feet up.
Well, the Chinese Communist Party is a repressive and an oppressive communist dictatorship. They have, as a matter of state policy, murder and torture. They operate concentration camps with over 1 million Uyghurs right now engaged in slave labor. And when it comes to COVID, the Chinese people have no rights under the Communist Party dictatorship. And on COVID, the regime has enforced forced lockdowns and shutdowns so extreme it would make the bluest state blue governor blush, right down to horrifically sealing up buildings and locking people in buildings. And we've seen the tragic fire where people lost their lives because the government had locked them into the building and they couldn't escape the burning building. And it is produced a remarkable moment, an important moment, and potentially an historic inflection point, which is the people of China rising up. And then this is another moment like Tiananmen Square, where millions of Chinese rose up against oppression. Now, with Tiananmen Square, the regime responded with brutal military repression and crushed the rebellion. And that may well be the outcome here. I hope and pray that it is not. It is a different time. There is greater global scrutiny. I think America ought to be speaking out loudly in favor of the Chinese people, in favor of the Chinese people being liberated from this communist repression. I got to say, if that's what America should be doing, the Biden White House is doing precisely the opposite. Mm-hmm. They put out this week a mealy-mouthed statement about, well, you know, our policy isn't entirely COVID lockdown, so we don't entirely not maybe disagree with what China is doing, blah, blah, blah. But it is utterly tepid. And you know, Chris, it's a remarkable time. In China, millions are standing up and fighting for freedom, and the Biden White House is too scared to say a word. In Iran, millions of Iranians are standing up to the oppressive regime there and fighting for freedom. And again, the Biden regime is too afraid to say a word. In Cuba, there have been millions of people standing up for freedom against the repressive communist regime there. Again, the Biden regime is too afraid to say a word. A weak and feckless president is dangerous, and America's leadership is needed on the world stage.
Yes, and it will cost human lives. About that fire, I spoke with Gordon Chang. The reported number of casualties was 10, but it's more likely 40 or 50. People who were literally locked into a building and allowed to burn alive because the government has no opposition from its people there in communist China. And to your point, Senator, when asked about this by a reporter, which is astonishing in and of itself that a reporter would actually ask about this to the Biden White House, John Kirby, the spokesperson, said if he had any statement in regards to this violent clampdown from a fearful Chinese government. John Kirby said that the president wasn't going to speak for the people of China and their protests. They're speaking for themselves. Isn't the right answer, of course, the United States of America stands for freedom and liberty and not being under the tyrannical boot of a dictatorship? Isn't that the proper response, sir?
I'll give you three answers to that. Yes, yes, and hell yes. As you and I are talking, I am sitting in my office in Washington, D.C., and I'm sitting beneath a painting that hangs on the wall of my office. It's a painting that's about 20 feet wide. And it is a painting of President Ronald Reagan standing before the Brandenburg Gate. And up top in the painting, in German, in the style of the graffiti that was on the Berlin Wall, are the words, "Tear down this wall." When Ronald Reagan stood before the Brandenburg Gate and said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall," those were the most important words ever uttered in modern times. Today, if it were Joe Biden, he would stand up there and say, "Mr. Putin, build this wall." He would stand in China and say, "Mr. Xi, build this wall." We've got a president who, when facing dictators who are enemies of America, consistently sides with the enemies of America. Now, let me be clear. I do not believe we should engage in war with China. No one in their right mind wants to see two major military superpowers with nuclear weapons engaged in a shooting war. But the United States of America has a role of leadership in the world to be a voice for freedom, to be a voice for the 1.3 billion Chinese who are suffering under this cruel and repressive regime. And Chris, when it comes to communists, look, my hatred for communists is real and organic. As you know, my family was imprisoned and tortured in Cuba.
Yep.
Communists are evil, and we need American leaders who understand that and are not afraid to say so out loud.
Senator Ted Cruz, our guest right now, folks, he knows of what he speaks. He has a natural loathing, as does your liberty-loving Latino here, of communism, and where it leads, and we're seeing where it leads. Senator, isn't it an indictment on those in the press and those in the Democrat Party here in America as we're watching these brave Chinese protesters, they've been disarmed by their government, standing up with blank placards so they can't be arrested and silenced because to speak out against the government over in China is a crime. Isn't it sad to see journalists and Democrats in this country actually proposing the silencing of protected speech on Twitter and elsewhere?
Well, their philosophy is the same. They believe in totalitarian power. The Chinese Communist government wants to silence its critics and anyone who disagrees. And today's corporate media wants to silence its critics and anyone who disagree. And they want to use the same mechanism. They want to use force. They don't want to prevail in the marketplace of ideas. They don't want to persuade people their ideas are right. It's the old line, shut up, he explained. That is the view of the corporate media. Watching the press freak out because Elon Musk has purchased Twitter and made one very simple radical decision. I'm going to let people speak. And if you don't like what they say, you can say you don't like what they say. And you can actually argue back and forth on who's right and who's wrong. But I'm not going to be a big tech oligarch silencing anyone who dares disagree with me. And these supposed journalists who, look, it was truly demonstrated as imbecilic when CBS threw a fit and said, we're going to boycott Twitter because as CBS, we're so upset that people are allowed to disagree. We're terrified of free speech. As you know, I do a podcast every week, three times a week, called Verdict with Ted Cruz, and we've talked about this at length on the podcast, that it demonstrates Walter Cronkite is rolling over in his grave, that CBS is such an empty shell of a fake news propaganda outlet that they react to free speech like third grade girls shrieking, grabbing their skirts, and running for the hills. It is ridiculous. And frankly, Chris, it is dangerous for America that we don't have a real and vibrant journalists anymore, that they've abandoned the call of journalism. I think that's bad for our country.
And just like the communist overseers in China are reacting out of fear and clamping down brutally out of fear, so too is the left-wing press. They want so desperately to control the narrative that their arguments they know can't stand up to scrutiny or debate, so it's just better to advocate silencing those points of view. I don't know what that is, Senator, but I know it's not American. I mentioned that the reason why the communist Chinese can get away with what they're getting away with, their repression, their brutality, is because over in China, there is no check on government power through an armed population. Your colleague, Senator Chris Murphy, floated the idea of defunding police departments. Here they go, defunding the police once again. If they do not agree to enforce unconstitutional restrictions on the right of Americans to keep and bear arms, your response to Senator Murphy?
Well, you know, there's an old line in Washington that a gaffe is when a politician accidentally tells the truth. Chris Murphy is actually admitting the position of the Democrat Party. They hate the police and they want to defund and abolish them. They hate the American citizens exercising their Second Amendment rights and being able to defend their families. There's only one group who they support being armed, and that's violent criminals. If you're actually a violent criminal, if you go murder someone, these same idiots want to let you go from jail on cashless bail, which they've implemented all over the country. So understand this. In their worldview, who should be armed? Murderers, rapists, child molesters, they get all the guns they want. Who shouldn't be armed? Police officers and law-abiding citizens who are protecting their families. Chris, I don't understand that worldview. I have to admit, I'm either not smart enough or I'm not deranged enough to be a liberal. Like, who on earth looks at those three groups, criminals, police officers, law-abiding citizens, and says, let's allow the first to be armed and let them go, don't lock them up, and let's disarm groups two and three? That makes no sense.
I hear you. I'm right there with you. Senator Ted Cruz, our guest right now, folks. Of course, check out The Verdict, the podcast, Ted Cruz Verdict. It is fantastic. I listen to it quite frequently. And the last question I have for you, I'm going to ask you to put your political hat on if I can. Because, look, I've been interviewing and talking with you for many, many moons now. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. I agree with you 99.9% of the time. Whatever that 0.1% is, I haven't found it yet, but I'm sure it's out there where I don't agree with you. But Maybe one day I'll stumble upon it. So I trust you. I trust you. And I think millions of Americans trust you. And I know a lot of Texans trust you. However, I don't trust your party's leadership. Mitch McConnell wandered this country supporting the likes of Liz Cheney, supporting the likes of Adam Crying Kinsinger, supporting Lisa Murkowski, who's on record saying she was voting Democrat in this last election, in the 2022 midterms. Now, I believe it's that and the mutterings of Kevin McCarthy that led to what I call the red fizzle. Other people say it's all President Trump's fault, even though he's got a 90% endorsement success track record. I just want to know, from somebody like you, who talks to millions of people in your own right, on your podcast and media, what is the conservative movement to do when the leaders of the Republican Party are normalizing support for Democrats as their main MO?
Yeah, it is an enormous problem. And listen, the election results, I am frustrated beyond words. Given the environment, this should have been an extraordinary election year. We should have a significant majority in the Senate, and we should have a massive majority in the House. And it is beyond frustrating that we barely have a majority in the House, and the Democrats kept their majority in the Senate. That is infuriating. It is enraging. Now, there's a lot of finger-pointing going on, and you're right. Washington leadership wants to put all the blame on Donald J. Trump. That is an easy and convenient place for them to place the blame. My view is there's blame enough to go around all around, that lots of folks bear responsibility for what happened, but Republican leadership in Washington bears a lot of the blame because, and this is what prompted just a couple of weeks ago, we had a leadership battle in the Senate. It's the first leadership battle. Mitch McConnell's been the Republican leader for 16 years in the United States Senate. In 16 years, there has never been a leadership battle until 2 weeks ago where I helped lead that battle, where I made a motion that we delay the leadership elections until after the Georgia runoff. And I argued, number one, Herschel Walker deserves to have a say in who our leader should be. And number two, we need to have a fundamental debate about how we stand up and fight, how we actually stop this disastrous Biden-Schumer-Pelosi agenda. That I stood in front of the conference and I said, listen, I've traveled all over this country. I spent over a month doing a 17-state national bus tour in this election, supporting other candidates, supporting candidates for the House and Senate. Many of the candidates I supported won, but many others lost in heartbreaking losses. And I said, listen, the American people are frustrated that Republicans in the Senate don't fight. And there's a reason for that, which is that Republicans in the Senate don't fight. And our leadership doesn't fight. This past 2 years, over and over and over again, we've seen bills passed with all the Democrats and 10 to 15 Republicans. And leadership orchestrates that. And I pointed out, I said, the other side never does that. When we had a Republican Senate under President Trump, you can't point to a single damn bill that was passed with all the Republicans and 10 to 15 Democrats. The other side stands together. But on our side, when I stood up in front of Mitch McConnell, and I said, listen, in this election, tell the Republicans in the Senate, is there any issue, is there one on which you're willing to fight over the next 2 years? Are you willing to fight to defend religious liberty? Are you willing to fight to defend servicemen and women being fired for declining to take the COVID vaccine? Are you willing to fight to defund the 87,000 new IRS agents? Are you willing to fight to secure the southern border? And sadly, our leadership wouldn't give an answer to any of those. The real answer is no, they're not willing to fight on any of those. But here's the good news, Chris. Even though we didn't win in the leadership battle, the motion that I made to delay the leadership elections got 16 votes. We needed 25. So we were just 9 votes short of winning that election. That's the first time in 16 years Mitch has had a single vote against him, and we got 16. That's a big deal, and this is a fight that's going to keep going. I can tell you this. Number one, I'm going to continue leading the fight against Biden and Schumer and Pelosi and these disastrous policies. And number two, I'm going to continue leading the fight trying to encourage my colleagues to deliver on our promises and stand up and fight. I don't know that they will, But I can promise you this, with every breath in my body, I'm going to fight to try to encourage them to do that.
Amen to that. And, you know, Mitch McConnell, his main push is support Republicans because we vote for and support Democrats. vote for Republicans because we, under my leadership, Mitch McConnell says, we have still to come up with an alternative to Obamacare. I don't think that's leadership. I think he's doing it wrong. And I think we don't turn this country around until the Republican Party decides it turns itself around. And I think more people ought to be listening to you, Senator Ted Cruz. And that's in my humble opinion. If folks want to check out what you're all about, the podcast and everything, where can they go?
You can go anywhere you get your podcast. So you can get it on Spotify, you can get it on YouTube, you can get it on Apple iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. It's Verdict with Ted Cruz, and we do it Thursday and Friday. And every week we are beating CNN in terms of our viewers because the corporate media is so corrupt that people want to get the facts, want to get the inside story of what's going on, and that's what Verdict does, is it takes you behind closed doors, behind the scenes, to understand what is really happening in Washington.
As stated, I trust you. You're one of the few politicians I have faith in. And God's blessings and a Merry Christmas to you and the family, Senator Ted Cruz.
Thank you, my friend. God bless.
And that there puts a wrap on this special edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast with Senator Ted Cruz. Do me a favor, folks. Visit a couple of websites for me, if you will. TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. All the news that impacts Texas, if it impacts Texas, it will impact these United States. Also visit ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you can track down the Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that, Morning Talk Radio, so you can hear it all over the country. Also tune in Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 5 Eastern on Newsmax TV, and you'll find the TV version of the Chris Salcedo Show there. While you're at ChrisSalcedo.com, drop me an email, drop me a voicemail, or you can also book me for a speech. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. Rather, how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. See ya.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Okay, so why do people love my Total Body Bar workouts? Because they work. My clients get an amazing workout and great results. I'm Andrea Rogers, professional dancer and trainer, and my Extend Bar classes are fun, only 30 minutes, and proven to help you get sculpted, lean, and strong. And right now, you can stream my Extend Bar classes for free on the Beachbody On Demand app. See how effective these workouts truly are. Start for free today at Beachbody.com.